such an extraordinary, unprecedented opportunity to see the pre-Raphaelites in the 19th century in such extraordinary depth.
It's touted as the most ambitious exhibition of pre-Raphaelite masterpieces ever shown in Australia. Lush paintings by young revolutionary artists from mid-19th century England. The exhibition includes more than 100 works by 21 artists, including Dante Gabriel Rossetti, William Morris, John Everett Millais, and John William Waterhouse. The pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood broke fresh ground with their visual realism, natural settings, and new colours.
At the heart of their mandate, they wanted to share art.
Nick Mitsovich is the National Gallery's director.
They worked with publishers to make their artwork very available because in the 19th century, there were very few art galleries. Art was really in the realm of high society, and so they wanted to make sure that the general public could access art. And so they made their work available through reproductions and worked with publishing houses and printers. And all of these works were distributed all around the country, and I think that's really changed how people saw art. Many artists of the 20th century were influenced by that and saw the potency that art could have when it had a wide audience.
People are so familiar with some of these images through cards and posters. It's hard to realise that they were so radical for the time. They seem so commercial in a way now.
Well, I always say that the edge always becomes the middle ground. So looking over your shoulder and having hindsight is a beautiful thing, because everything that we've ever thought was radical always becomes conservative. And I think the pre-Raphaelites are a good example of that. They broke out of the academic tradition. They looked for subjects that were emotional and naturalistic. And when we look at that now, we find it that should be on a greeting card or something. And we look at them as conservative images. But in actual fact, they certainly were a radical departure from what was the sort of staple of art at the time.
Many of the paintings on show are from the Tate Collection in London. They include the iconic works Ophelia and The Lady of Shalott, which never before have left the Tate at the same time together. Judith Nesbitt is the Tate's Director of National and International Partnerships.
They are indeed already being missed. I have had visitors in the galleries at Tate Britain personally ask me, where is Ophelia? Where is the Lady of Shalott? I've had the opportunity of telling them they've gone to Australia for a holiday. They're in Canberra at the National Gallery, and we're actually thrilled to be able to share our collection with audiences here in Australia.
In their art, the pre-Raphaelites tackled themes such as modern love, heartbreak, death, religion, and myth. And they pursued unconventional relationships and lifestyles.
I mean, the Pre-Raphaelites were a radical, controversial group of painters. And they really, I think, were speaking to the anxieties of their age. And they were producing images that were both strange and unsettling and quite compelling. And I think that's why today they do still resonate. And they were struggling with issues of modernity, of industrialization, of class, gender, morality. And so I think we recognise those issues beneath the layers of myth and legend and the literary references that they drew upon.
The National Gallery is planning a series of events over summer to celebrate the exhibition and to draw visitors to Canberra. Judith Nesbitt from the Tate is delighted with the way it's come together.
I think the National Gallery team have done an amazing job. I love the design and installation of the exhibition. It's spacious, it's very rich, it's elegant. The groupings, the pace of the exhibition, the flow of it is beautiful. And I think they've done an absolutely brilliant job in presenting and bringing this group of works and the stories that these artists tell, bringing that really to life in a most interesting way.